Good morning. Arctic high pressure remains in place across interior New York and New England, with temperatures dropping back into the single digits to around 10 above overnight, and many places right around zero with the wind chill. Now, the wind will tend to subside today, but with that Arctic high still overhead, it will be well below normal. Temperatures will only manage to get through the 20s and toward the 30-degree mark. It'll be more comfortable than the weekend with less wind, but still on the colder side of average by several degrees. As we get into the day, some high clouds will start to increase from the south and west as an area of energy dives through the Midwest and Mississippi Valley toward the deep south. At the same time, tropical moisture is streaming out of the Gulf of Mexico and along the southeast coast. The energy will combine with this moisture to produce a significant storm east of Cape Hatteras later today and tonight. The storm will get energized by the colder air with the upper level low, and it looks like a major winter storm will be on the way as we get into the night tonight and especially for the day tomorrow. On this track, it looks like light snow will break out after midnight in the southern Catskills and advance northward through the remainder of the region during the overnight period, finally reaching northern New York and New England just after sunrise. After the snow begins, it will become heavy in intensity and last throughout the day tomorrow. As the storm cranks along the eastern seaboard south and east of Long Island, the wind will increase out of the east and northeast during the day. This will keep temperatures from climbing that much, and overnight lows in the teens and 20s will only translate to temperatures in the lower to mid-20s with the raging snowstorm tomorrow. The snow will add up quickly, at times 1 to 3 inches an hour during the daylight hours on Tuesday, and it looks like the heavy snow will persist into the evening hours. As the storm lifts to the east and north of Cape Cod during the overnight on Tuesday night, the intense snowfall will wind down, but occasional light snow will persist into the nighttime hours. Snowfall totals look like they'll reach the 12 to 18 inch range across a large part of New York and New England. In fact, closer to the storm center, in the eastern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, most of Massachusetts and Connecticut, 14 to 24 inches of snow could fall by the time the storm winds down early Wednesday morning. It'll still be blustery and quite cold during the day on Wednesday, with occasional light snow or snow showers behind the storm, considerable blowing and drifting of the snow as well, with lower visibilities as temperatures remain in the 20s. Finally, we'll go back to more sunshine, still blustery and cold for the day on Thursday, with high temperatures staying in the upper 20s before we rebound back to the mid-30s with mostly sunny skies on Friday. Right now, it looks like another system could affect us with some light rain or snow for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the energy, which will support the rapid intensification of the East Coast storm, is currently producing snow in the Midwest. Snowfall totals are more modest than what we are expecting here, but 2 to 5 inches in Chicago will slow things down, and winter weather advisories are in effect throughout the day. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow moving in and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 6 above. The average temperature, 15, that's 18 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just 2/10 of an inch so far for the month, which is 5.2 inches below normal, and 41.4 inches for the year, which is 10.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 2012 and in 1946, and the record low, 6 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7 p.m., 11 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing after midnight and lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing towards sunrise and lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs around 30. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing after midnight and lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing high clouds today with highs right around 30. Thickening clouds tonight with snow developing towards sunrise and lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow, heavy at times, windy and cold with temperatures staying in the 20s. Mostly cloudy and windy with leftover snow showers Wednesday in the 20s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, still blustery and cold in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny back to the mid-30s on Friday. A chance of rain or snow Saturday in the mid to upper 30s. And a chance of snow showers Sunday with high temperatures around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.